Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The big day is here. The World Series between the Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers starts tonight at Fenway. Red Sox designated hitter J.D. Martinez says the home team is excited and ready to go, and he says he's not letting all the World Series hype get to his head.
You know, one of the biggest things is just keeping it even keel, keeping everything the same. I don't study any harder for them than I've studied for any other team, really.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is also ready to go. She joins us now to preview this best-of-7 series. Hi, Shira.
Good morning, Bob. I have to say, as much as J.D. Martinez may be trying to keep an even keel and treat this series like any other, that's going to be awfully hard. I mean, this is a big stage.
Game one tonight features the matchup that everyone was hoping for, between the two marquee left-handers, Chris Sale for the Red Sox, Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. It's been quite a week for Sale with his so-called stomach ailment. What's going on with Sale?
Listen, Sale was hospitalized last week because of a stomach illness, and he wasn't available for Game 5 of the ALCS. He was still feeling weak at that point. He looked like he'd lost a significant amount of weight. He told the media that his hospitalization was the result of a belly button ring infection. You know, taking the ring in and out had caused some sort of irritation. He did all of this with a straight face and asked yesterday if he was joking. He said he'd leave it to the media to debate. The consensus is that he's joking.
You know, on the serious side, is Chris Sale 100% for Game 1? You talked about how he lost weight.
Yeah, he certainly looks like he is back to his old self physically, that he has gained the weight back, or at least most of it back that he lost. He says he's 100%.
Chance to win a championship, and that's where we're at right now. So we're all excited, ready to go. If I'm standing on the mound, I'm 100%.
He did not want to dwell on his health, whether it's his shoulder inflammation or his stomach illness, but he was focused very, very much on Game 1 and doing whatever it took to get the Red Sox a win tonight.
Well, you know, we haven't even talked about the Dodgers yet, maybe because so many people in town are expecting the Red Sox to win after their spectacular season. It would be pretty much a disappointment here if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think it would be a disappointment. I mean, you've got the 108-win regular season, the best record in baseball. It's, you know, also a franchise record in wins. So this is clearly a very special team. Fans understand that. But even though the journey may have looked easy at times, Red Sox manager Alex Cora will be the first to tell you it hasn't been.
This is tough. This is, you know, being a manager and try to navigate a season and get him to this point and try to put him in positions to be successful, it's not that easy. You know, the other day I sat down, I was like, woof, you know, we made it.
And let's not forget about the Dodgers. They seem to be a team that is peaking at just the right time, and that should be and probably is a bit of a concern for the Red Sox.
You think the Red Sox are ready to handle the Dodgers' pitching, which is pretty good?
Well, the Red Sox hitting is pretty good, too. They have the best offense in baseball. That's part of you know, the appeal of this duo.
Predictions?
I think it's Red Sox in 6.
Which would put the Red Sox back at Fenway Park for Game 6.
And there's nothing quite like celebrating a big World Series win at Fenway Park. Another win. It's, you know, we're getting a bit spoiled here, but I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, too.
All right, well, let's not do that, but we'll see. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer reporting for us through the series. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.